Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I am thrilled to have Gail Minogue with us tonight. She is an incredible numerologist. I have known her now for years, and I'll tell you, her accuracy and the things that she sends out with her newsletter is just fabulous and always causes somebody to think and look at something from a different perspective. You know, her newsletter is absolutely free and it's at hername.com. So it's Gail Minogue, M-I-N-O-G-U-E. For those of you that are getting my newsletter, it's all in there and how to contact her. And again, on my website, under the schedule page, you go tonight to tonight's date of January 23rd, 2020, and you've got all of her information again. I am thrilled to have Gail Minogue with us because she assists individuals and organizations to navigate the dynamics of change and then become master builders of their own futures, their own relationships, and to be successful. She provides her clients with remarkable insights through unique combinations of trends, analysis, and forecasting, ancient and contemporary cynical data, and Pythagorean numerology, plus the wisdom gained for over 30 years in the business markets and the intensive study and use of intuitive spiritual systems. Now, that is all a mouthful, simply to say she's incredibly accurate and really good at what she does. So she's based out of Los Angeles, and she's got one book out, one book coming out. I have her Divine Design, How You Created the Life You Are Living. And it's a fabulous book. And you've got one coming out called The Invisible System that we want to know about. But welcome, Gail. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Oh, good to hear you again, Sharon. Thank you. Nice to talk with you.
So tell us about this Invisible System, this new book, and when is it coming out? And I'm so excited to have you having another book out.
Well, I'm tell you the truth. Everything is getting pushed back because I started to get all this sort of, well, let's put it this way, business and questions and follow-throughs from YouTube. So I am inundated, and I am just delighted. And it's been going on now since April. And just when I think it'll quiet down, it doesn't. So I am every day of the week doing YouTube clients all over the world. I just finished doing business names for a company in India, and next week I start my day in Europe. I do the later day. I do Australia. I just did New Zealand, 23 hours away. I'm doing China. I've learned all the ins and outs of what's going on in all these different countries, so it's fascinating. So I hardly have any time to write. So I know that everything is in what we call divine order. So I pushed everything back, and I've just devoted myself to really following up with all these clients. And I'm thinking of, you know, how else can I reach, because it's just one of me, you know, I can't clone myself. But the videos go out every week, and every week I get more and more people want to know about their divine design, their blueprints. I was literally, when I text you this afternoon, Sharon, I was at the doctor's office. And I'm speaking with my doctor. He was talking about what I do, and he was so, interested. He said, why don't you give me some cards? I'm going to send you some clients. And this is from my physician, because everyone wants to know more about their own blueprint, the house they live in, the company they work for, the state they live in, the city where they go. Everything is numbers, and everything tells a story. So it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, and I wish you just the very best of success everywhere. I love your YouTube videos. I mean,
I got to come up with more ideas. We're thinking of how to reconstitute it, you know, so because instead of me just sitting like a talking head. But it's a wonderful, wonderful tool. Wonderful. I mean, you can learn everything on YouTube, right?
Yes, you can. I was looking at YouTube today. I need to change out a toilet in my house, and I thought I'm going to do this myself because
yeah. They
want three times what the toilet costs to install it. So forget that. I'm going to figure out how to do this myself.
It's amazing. This is like a YouTube commercial, but I needed to stuff one of these big, huge foam mattress toppings back in a box. You ever try to do that? and that's impossible. I went on YouTube and they show you how to do that. I'm like, oh, wow. But anyway, this is not about YouTube. It's about what's going on with everyone has a blueprint. Everyone has a design. They don't even realize that they came in prior to birth. They made it. They created it. And their name is impressed upon their parents' subconscious to give to them at birth. So we always name ourselves. Either we like to take credit. We don't like our names, but we named ourselves.
You know, I say that in my books. I so agree with that. I was reading Dr. Eugene Whitworth's material years ago in the 80s, and he was saying how the seven original religions all agreed on 10 things. And one of those 10 things was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming them what they want to be called, so we name ourselves.
Right.
And
right.
I just thought that was fabulous to know.
Yeah, it's impressed upon the parents' subconscious to give to you at birth. So you work with this all your life. And one of the things the doctor friend said to me today, he says, well, what about married names? And I said, they don't count. You weren't married when you were born, so you didn't get a married name. It's something you add, you use, but it's not you. It's what you picked up along the way, like a job. You pick it up along the way. You pick up another name. You change your name, but you never lose what you came in with.
See, and I look at the birth name in namology science. I look at the birth name as your contract for your lifetime, which you're using for numerology. And then if you take on a new last name, it simply implies who you're bringing to you now. It says more about them out there, who you're attracting into your world. It doesn't say about you.
Right. And it also, if you're taking on that last name of someone else, you're helping them with their karmic conditions that they have, that they brought in.
Yeah, isn't that nice of all of us for so many years?
Yeah, really. I mean, I don't hear a lot of men taking on their wives' last name, so isn't it interesting? But it's another thing. Everything's changing because we crossed over into the year 2000, so we have a 1,000 years of the feminine energy rising powerful. Powerful period right now for female. Powerful. And we're only 20 years into it, and we have a whole 1,000 ahead, or 980 years ahead.
Which is just amazing as we switch over, because all the even numbers are feminine numbers, right?
All the even numbers are feminine. 2, 4, 6, 8. So all the ones, we had 1,000 years of this, what we'll call a very patriarchal. We had actually before when it was a zero, all very, very patriarchal, very, very patriarchal. Intense patriarchal for that intense period. And that's really ending. And what you're seeing is the dying embers, and they don't want to give that up. But it's not about whether you want to or not. It's an energy. We're ruled by the heavens, and it's happening. And 2024 will launch Power for Women in a big, big way, and it will be an intensity for 20 years to 2044.
Now, speaking of that, everything I've read pretty much puts out fear about the year 2020. You know, oh my gosh, we've not had these planetary alignments before. And oh my gosh, you know, look at what's happening in our world. And oh my gosh, everything. I mean, I just read fear, 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 fear. And so, and I look at it and saying, the year's going to be for us individual is what we make it. So what do you see using your pneumology and your everything else that you bring?
First of all, it's a year, it's a 4 year. It's 2020 is a 4, but it has a lot of zeros. So there's protection in that. In that number 4, everybody's under the same, it's like everybody's under the same circus tent, 4. However, each of us has a personal year. So I'm operating in my personal year number 3, which is great for expansion and speaking and creative work, writing. So maybe I'll get everything, I'll have the time I need to really get back to my writing. But it's all, so I work in a 3 year inside this tent number 4. So you must look at your personal year. That's very, very important. The overall energy of the 4 is not fun. It is not fun. It is not going to last. But, you know, for heaven's sakes, one of the best teaching tools of the last Piscean age was fear. And since we've reincarnated numerous times from that age, we are filled with fear. And it's a great marketing tool. So people are still coming out of ignorance. We're coming out of the dark ages of the Iron Age, which was good 1,200 years. We're coming out of it, and we're going into the Bronze Age, which is 2,400 years, and we're only a couple hundred years in it. So we have a long way to go to kind of come out of ignorance and to start being what we'll call wise souls with reasoning ability and stop superstition and all that stuff and half-baked ideas. So we're not out of that yet. So people love to scare themselves. So this year has, 4 years I think are tough anyway, because four is about work. You're in a box and we have so much turmoil going on around the world. So it's all this kind of polarity going on, but it's about deconstruction, and deconstruction is not nice. It's like going into break down a building, but we don't know what's going to go in its place. So we're in the breakdown. We're in the breakdown across the government. The central power of the federal government is breaking down. The power of the governing is going to states and cities, and it's smaller. And we're going to start working on smaller circles of government power, and much different in the 20s. It will take 10 years to get through this. So, yeah, I hear it. I see it. People are, just scaring themselves. They're anxious. They're worried. People tell me I'm not even sleeping. I'm like, really? And I understand it, but I'm not sleeping about the number four here. It's because, my husband is sick, and I'm the one who has to take care of everything. So that's more of what keeps me up at night, because this will all pass, and this is a very tumultuous year in America, because America is going through a huge. It's been going on, though, since 2008. So what's the big deal? It's a 16-year cycle. It ends in 24. So you've got four more years of this tumultuous period. What are you going to do? Stay in fear? No. You're going to get centered, grounded. Stop running around and listening to everybody. And start reasoning. That's the key. You don't reason, you're just going to get scared and be full of half-baked decisions. So it's very much grounded, central. Be very practical this year in 2020. Very, very practical. Do not self-deceive. Don't think of half-baked ideas when you haven't done your homework about the idea. So don't go off and start this and start that when you haven't thought it through. This is the year you must think things through. Before you make your decision, you must think them through and the ramifications, so that we're very smart, we're very wise, we're very grounded. That's what this 4 year will do. And people who are not, they will suffer the consequences. But so it is not about having fun. It's about being wise and practical and building.
So for those people that are in an odd year in their personal year, versus those people that are in an even year. Like you said, you were in a 3 year. I know I'm in a 2 year. What's the difference? Is it a little bit easier for those that are in an even year because we've got an even personal year?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. Not at all. The 2 year is going to teach you to be very patient. Things become, shall we say, they begin to slow down in a 2 year. It requires, because 1 year's are for seed planting years. 2 years are letting those roots get hold. And so in a 2 year, you have to be patient. You don't go share your ideas with other people because you're more vulnerable in a 2 year. You will find that you have to work with someone else or some others to get what you want done. It's not like the Lone Ranger. And so you will be more in that cooperative, patient period. And so but you'll be more patient and cooperative in a 4-10. So you pay attention to your personal year, number one. That's where you look first. And so it's like, okay, what soil am I in this year? I'm in soil four. Okay, it's not going to stay in four more than a year. But because there's so much going on, we have the impeachment here, we have an election here, we have craziness, we have contraction of the economy. People don't, they'll say, oh, the stock market went up and up. Most Americans are not even in the stock market. And most Americans are not benefiting from these wage increases. I can start quoting stats on that. But people, yes, they're employed, but they're doing two or three jobs to try to get a decent hourly wage.
Or working incredible hours. If they have one job, they're working incredible hours as if they had
incredible hours. And so what you're going to start seeing in the 20s are pushback from the people. You will see pushbacks. And this beginning idea of of the control from the, it's been corporate and government bedfellows for several years, and that's coming to an end in December. It's going to just start ending, and a gradually train will pull away from the corporate government station. But you'll start seeing that gradually go out January next year, 2021. So the freeing year, which is still a five in 2021, is 2021. So this year, don't do things that don't make sense. That's what this year is about. It's like eating your spinach year. So this is about being fearful. You're going to plan, okay? You're going to plan, and you're going to be resourceful, and you're going to be grounded, and you're not going to listen to a lot of people with their BS, because that's what sells.
Yes, unfortunately. Well, I'd like to take our first caller. Barbara, I appreciate your patience on the line. This is Barbara, and she is born in July 30th, 1952. Barbara, welcome to Know the Answers. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, what question do you have for Gail?
I'm wondering about money for me this year.
Oh, money? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what you need to look at. First of all, you're in a 5 year, okay, because you're born July 30, right? So this is the year you can make change and you promote and market yourself this year. Now, do you have karma in the area of money? I don't know. I would have to look at your name, because your name will tell me your karma in money. But I love 5 years, because this is the year that you can have the freedom to go make changes for yourself. If you have a job that's either not paying you well, or it's, you know, in other ways it doesn't conform for what you need, this is the year you make these changes. Pay attention to people's ideas this year that are, you won't know all the facts, but they sound like they could be very promising. Follow the trail, the crumbs on the trail for that. But 5 years is what you're coming into. Now, January and February of this year are not what I call great months for anybody, because everybody's still hungover from the year before. So things begin to move in March, the third month. And so you want to start thinking about, okay, if money is a problem, and I don't know, because I don't know your exact full birth name, but it'll show there. That's where it shows. And so if for money, but just overall, use the 5 year to your advantage. Market and promote yourself this year. And just be, remember, you're under a 4-10 number. Be very practical. Mm-hmm. Don't go off into goofy things that do not make sense. But whether you have issues of karma and money, I can't tell you without looking at your name. If you do not have any number 8 in your name, which means no letter H or Q or Z, you have karmic money issues.
I have karmic money issues if I
if
don't
you
have
do
those.
Not have the letter H or Q or Z.
Okay.
Are those numbers in your
numbers,
name at birth?
No.
Okay. Then you need to learn everything you can about how to develop your resources, your time, energy, and money. This is what are the issues of money in your life, is knowing how to make it and then leverage it. Because only money, 50% is making it, 50% is what the heck do I do with it. With a missing 8,
I agree.
You need to learn everything you can about what to do with it, how to use it wisely. Right. And with a missing 8, there's a tendency to make money and lose money.
Right.
You see? And so this pattern continues until you're willing to say, I'm willing to go, I'm willing to learn the basics, I'm willing to look at everything now as an investment rather than a spend. I even had to do this with people who wanted to treat me to lunch or breakfast or, you know, or coffee. Let me take you to coffee. And no, because this is not a good investment of my time and energy, because what they really want is a free session with me, and that's not a good investment. Look at everything now. Even people you spend time with, do not spend it, invest it. If it is not a good investment of your energy, your time, or money, do not do it. Because you're missing an 8.
This is great.
Learn everything you can about money and learn how to negotiate. Because this is the thing that catches you up, is the missing 8.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. So, you're absolutely right on.
You're going to invest in yourself, and you're going to look at yourself now as, I mean, I sound corny, but is this a good investment to go to this vacation with this person? No.
Yes. Those questions have been coming up for me constantly.
Yeah.
But, you know, so
that's
because totally
you're in a 4-year,
you're going
to be real practical, learn everything you can. People are going off and, you know, they're going off and be spiritual and meditate. No, go take a business class, a finance class.
Yeah.
You know, learn how to negotiate.
Right.
Because that will stay with you forever. You know, like I'm getting a bid on my house for painting, and I'm negotiating with a painter. Well, blah, 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 blah. You know, it helps in everything.
Okay.
But until you will learn about money, be willing to put your time, energy, and muscle into that, you'll keep repeating the same pattern of making it and losing it.
Barbara, okay. Two things I'd like to add. One is that if you'd like to know how to learn about really good negotiating, I've had a fabulous person on my show. Be glad to give you that information and how you can get a few freebies from him. Just email me, and that's the same for anybody else out there. If you email me in the next 24 hours, I'll be glad to share that information also, so I only look it up once. And on a personal note, Barbara, it's really important looking at your name that you think everything is fair, because being fair and having other people be fair with you is incredibly important. So if any part of you doesn't think something's fair, please don't go there this year.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Good luck, Barbara. I'm rooting for you. Root for yourself.
Okay, great. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, ladies.
We're going to take a Natasha, and then I've got another question for you, Gail. Natasha, her birthday is March 14th, 1986. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers, Natasha.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's hi. Our, thanks for holding. What question do you have for Gail?
I just wanted to know if she had any general advice for me this year. And also, I've been putting a lot of thought into moving, and if she had any opinions regarding that.
Well, you have a 5-life path, which is always about change, moving your address. So this is, it's teaching you how to make constructive changes in your life versus destructive ones. So this year, you are in, let's see, you're born on a 14-day, March 14. So you have a 3-year like I do, which is a great year for you to expand if you need to move. The best years to move are 1, 3, and 5. And so you're in a 3 with a 5 life path. You certainly can move this year versus going into a 4-year in 2021, which is not as much fun to move, and I would not recommend it unless it's job-related and they're paying for it. But this year, yes, you certainly can move. And you want to, if there's some way in this life you can work for yourself, you're actually better off.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. And the house would be an 8 house. I don't know if you have any opinions on that.
Well, eight houses want you to make money and want you to be like a, you know, look like money and make money. Okay, so it's an executive type of number for a house. So do you have in your birth name, do you have the letter H, Q, or
yes.
Z? You do?
Yes,
okay,
I have
good.
An 8.
Okay, great. So it's not a karmic number. So that house, if you live in it now, do you live in an 8
I don't
house?
Live in it now. I live in an 11 house now.
Okay, that's fine. Love 11s. But 8 is fine as long as you're willing to go and make money and be successful.
Okay.
It wants successful people in that house. I have a property out of state, and it was the reason I bought it because it was a good, it was good financial decision. And it's 35, which is an 8. And now, I mean, I live so far away, I rent it out, and the people who rent it are always executives. And I have nothing to do with it because the real estate agent does it. But they're always executives, so that house wants to attract success.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ready for it, move into it.
Awesome. I love
like
change.
Really good news.
What was that?
I said that sounds like really good news, like a really good decision.
Okay, wonderful. Perfect.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
I would just like to add, Natasha, really quickly, that your name says you really need freedom. So the fact that your numerology said that this, you know, when Gail said this would be a good time for you to work for yourself, I was looking at your name and saying, oh, yeah, especially with those freedom combinations in there, she wants to work for herself because you don't like to take directions from others.
Well, here's the thing, Natasha. You had you've come in with past lives where you were very restricted, like a monk in a monastery or a nun in a convent or a prisoner in in a prison. So this lifetime, you've come to learn everything you can about what is it like here. So you live like four lives in one. This is why you need freedom. Let me see. Let me experience that. I got to travel. I need freedom. But what you're learning are, how do I handle freedom? How do I do it constructively? Uh-huh. So you need to be free. And that's why one of the reasons why self-employment is always good. You are very good at speaking anyone's language. You know, it's hard for people to say no to you.
And you're spot on. I love adventure. I always have to be on to the next thing and love exploring, and my freedom is everything. Like, it's
right.
Such a big deal to me.
Because you had so many lives where you didn't have it.
Natasha, thank you so much for calling in. I would suggest that you go and get a full session with Gail and find out everything else she knows just from that information that you've given her. Thank you for calling.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Gail, I'd like to take one that came as an email in. Her name is Gina, and she's born October 18th, 1959. And she's saying, can you tell from her information where her focus should be this year? Where should she put her energy?
Well, oh, golly. Okay, let's see. Very smart person. Very, very. 1018, right? 1959?
Correct.
Okay. And so she should put her focus this year, because here's another, you know, personal year number five coming up for her. So she needs to look at where is she going to be making productive changes in her life. Maybe it's a job change. Maybe it's, changing her values. It's a lot of change. And what she has to look at is to evaluate that. She is very much a very, very smart person. She needs to be with smart people, needs time alone, needs to process, needs to always be learning and really continuing her life with studies. But this year is about change. So constructively, and since she's born later in the year, a lot of her change is not going to take place till the second half of the year for her. But she needs to look at where her life has gotten stagnant and needs to be changed.
Great. Question for you before we take the next caller, and that is, could you give us a simple rundown like you did on no number eight? That means you have karma with the money issues.
Right.
What each number is, if you're missing a one, if you're missing a two, missing a three.
And let me give people my website in case they want to go look for more, or my YouTube channel, which is GailMinogue.com, GailMinogue. You can look at my website or my YouTube channel. But every name, every letter masks a number. So the letter A is a 1, B is a 2, etc. So if I look at a name and I'm trying to see, there's only numbers 1 through 9, that's it. Are all 9 numbers there? And so I look at the letters to see if all 9 numbers are there. Usually, no, they're not. If someone has no numbers missing in their name, no numbers missing at all, then they are in here on what I call a very dharmic life. They've had a lot of earth experience, a lot. So they're kind of here to be of service. They don't respond the same way to situations as those who have missing numbers. So if you have no letter, say 1, which would be an A or a J or an S, no letter A, J, or S. You don't have any 1. So this is the ability to initiate and start things and get stuff going and have courageous and bold and unique. And so that would be an issue. If we don't have that, how are we going to get off the ground and do anything? And so that's the number 1 missing. Now, you may have 1, which is not very many. Some numbers you want to take a look at, the count, like, in America, the most prevalent number is 5, and people have usually 3 to 5 5s, where you may have 2 to 3 1s. If you only have 1, it's sort of like low in that area of independence and courageous and all that initiative. The number 2 is about cooperation and patience and all that. If you do not have that, it means that you don't have the letter B or K or T. And if you don't have B, K, or T, you don't have a 2. So you're learning how to be patient, cooperative, diplomatic without losing your identity. That's the trick. A lot of people, when they try to be cooperative and diplomatic, they lose their own identity and they become doormats. And so, or you go the other way and you become very impatient. Missing twos can be very impatient people. The missing three, that means you don't have the letter. I've got to remember all this stuff. Wow. Okay, the missing three is there's no letter C, there's no letter L, and there's no letter, what's the one before?
U.
M. Oh, U. There's no letter L. Yeah, right. So there's no letter, there's no number three. And so there's issues here on your creative ability, and it usually is coming from past life where you were very talented, but you either walked away, you did something about your that situation that you just gave it up. Like you were a savant, you were brilliant, and you walked away. So this lifetime, you're going to be very self-critical. You're going to be very hard on yourself. You're going to have to work harder at being heard, because the three is all about the written, spoken word and creativity. So you have to make sure that people hear you. So you have to stop being so self-critical, because you take your own joy away. Because three is the number of joy. And when you're self-critical, you take your own joy away. The number four, which is no letter D or M or V, these numbers are missing, no 4, no D, no M, no V. And so you have to learn everything you can about the quality of work, because people who have no 4 have problems with finding the right work. They're very confused about that right work. So they usually will latch onto something and overwork themselves. They get way out of balance. They just overwork. And they don't even know really what is the right area for their work. So there's a lot of confusion with the number four on work. And then number five, which is almost very rare to find no one with a five. That is so rare. But no five means you don't know how to make change that well. You know, there's no letter, what is it, E and N, okay. And, you know, so there's no letter five in their name. No freedom, likes to stay stuck in what they're doing. It doesn't make change easily. These are very difficult. That's a very difficult number to have missing, is a five. That means for you, change is like agony, okay? And so you have to learn how to free yourself. So I have someone with a, I know someone without a five, and they, wow, are they routine people? They just stay in their routine, and they don't want to change. And when change comes, they're like, hang on, it's like until they wreck the building down, they're not going to move out of their apartment. You know, so those people with no fives. Then a missing six, there's no letter F or O or X, no F or O or X. And these people have no number six, so they stay heavily guarded emotionally, very heavily guarded. They say all the right words. They, you know, it makes it sound good, but it truly doesn't demonstrate affection and care. And they must, they have an issue on commitment. And so they may have more than one marriage, and they get more responsibility with the family because this is what they walked away from in prior lives. All your missing numbers are based on prior life experience. So remember, missing six, stop staying so heavily guarded about yourself with emotionally when you're sharing, because it can make really a lot of loneliness. Missing seven, okay, so the seventh letter is G, and then there's no P. And what's the other seven in there? I'm always missing one of these when we go down the alphabet in my head.
Why?
There's no Y, so there's no, thank you. There's no G, no P, as in Paul, and no Y. And so a person who has no seven in their name is the person who needs to do much more questioning. They should not assume ever. They should look deeply at a subject matter rather than on the superficial area that's just the surface, which is what happens when you don't have a seven. You just assume a lot. And so sevens need to go out of their way to get more knowledge and wisdom and develop their superconscious mind so that they learn how to use that and how to question and investigate without those numbers. It's a very deeply spiritual number. So without that, what they're trying to do is develop much more spiritually in this life. And also they need to get more degrees. So you'll find a lot of people with missing sevens will go out of their way to go back to school, get this degree, that degree, or credential. And so the missing eight, I already went over, you know, no letter H or Q or Z. So it's a whole thing about money, time, and energy. And those are your assets. And then number nine, which is very unusual to not have that number, this is a humanitarian number. So, that, you know, there's no letter I, anything that has to do with, let me see, there's only two nines. What is, what's the other? Pardon me?
I and R.
R. Those are the only two nines. So if you do not have an I or you do not have an R in your birth name, you are missing the nine. So you must in this lifetime learn how to do much more humanitarian work and relieve suffering. So any kind of activity you get involved in, it needs to benefit someone other than yourself. It's the humanitarian, it's the Gandhi number. So you need to put into your karma bank in this lifetime, where can I be a benefactor or help or do something without getting paid, without doing, it's like you sacrifice your time or energy or money to really benefit and improve the human condition. And
great.
So that's a nutshell, our missing letters and numbers.
Thank you so much. When we come back from our short minute and a half little commercial here, Carol, you are next on the line. Hold on.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Totally different approach than numerology, which is what Gail does. And Gail is incredibly accurate. Again, our guest today on Know the Name, Know the Answers is Gail Minogue. Her website is her name. Gail is spelled G-A-I-L. Minogue is spelled M like in Mary, I, N as in Nancy, O-G-U-E. GailMinogue.com. And again, if you want to know her contact information, don't have something to write it down with right now, you can go to knowthename.com, go to the schedule page, and on January 23rd is all of Gail's contact information. So, Carol, you are on the line. You're next. It's April 12th, 1967, Gail. She was born April 12th, 1967. Welcome, Gail. Carol, what's your question for Gail?
I also kind of, I'm interested in kind of a general reading, and I also have a question about moving, but I'm a little confused as to whether what I'm feeling is that I want to move my location or if I'm feeling the need to move something that I'm not moving, if that makes sense. Like I'm feeling the need to move on something.
Or you're stuck.
Yeah.
Well, you're about to enter for yourself. You're born April 12th, so 4 and 12. You're born. You have a. You have to add your month and day to the universal year, which is 4. So you're in an 11-2 year. And remember, I said in 11 years about a year of patience, or two basic 2 years about patience. So this is a patient year, and the problem with the two is it sees both sides of everything, so it can be very indecisive. So you don't have to move anywhere this year, unless it's untenable, the situation you're in. If nothing is pushing you to move, I mean, if we have a bad relationship or we have a bad job, That's a different thing. It is a year when you really have to have a lot of patience for your plans. It doesn't mean you ignore them. It just means you tend to them. You can move. You don't have to move. It's not the greatest year to move, but it is a certainly a year to make your plans and make sure you're not talking a lot about them to other people. You have a three life path in this life, so it's a very creative life. I don't know what you do for a living, but I hope it's somewhere in the creative area or the communications area. What kind of work?
I'm actually a dispatcher.
No, that's not your work. Unless you know, that is not your work. You know, you are a communicator, that's for sure, but more in the creative area, whether it's written or spoken, or whether you're designing something, it's creative. So if you're not dispatching, I mean, I don't know whether you dispatch trucks or would you dispatch software or what you dispatch.
Yeah, it's trucks.
Trucks. Mm-hmm. So that's not you. But you knew that anyway.
It doesn't feel like me. Yeah.
No, it's what we do to pay our bills. And now you need to, on the side, start thinking about some creative areas or what you can do to take a creative class and listen to what your heart and soul is telling you that you love to do because you're the joy lady. Three is always about joy. Mm. And you're about creativity, joy. You're the events planner.
Oh.
So you're not a dispatcher. I mean, you could do dispatching, but that's not it.
Well, it doesn't make me happy, that's for sure.
Oh, it's not going to. It's going to take care of her. I mean, if I had a bunch of kids, or even two, as a single mom or something like that, I'm going to do what I have to do, including dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to keep my plan of what I really want to do. I mean, there's the right work, and then there's the true work. So you want to get to your true work, and you keep, you know, write it down. I always tell people to think on paper. Get out of your head and think of what is my ideal day and my ideal life. What are you doing? It is not dispatching. And so but if you have, you know, a lot of obligations and responsibilities, we do what we need to do. I was a single mom. I raised children, and I did what I had to do. But I knew this was not it. But I would do it until I had my plans in place and I could make my move. So be patient this year.
Okay.
Get your plans in place.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
and
it.
Carol,
you bet.
Carol, add one thing on your name, and that is simply that your name entirely says that the older you get, the better your life gets. So I'd really take Gail's suggestions and plan ahead because you know it's going to get better as you get older.
Oh, awesome. I love that.
Does your name end in an L?
Yes.
Oh, so does mine. Yeah. And let me tell you, I was told years ago by this numerologist years ago who's since deceased. She said, your greatest years begin at 64. And I told her she was nuts. And that was exactly when everything took off.
Oh,
so believe
that would be wonderful.
With an L, you want to have a plan from 60 to 90. You definitely want to have a plan from 60 to 90.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Sit there and play golf and, you know, what are you going to do? You need to have a plan.
Yeah.
And those people never have a plan because they think they're going to retire, but the soul never comes here to retire. That is absolutely a man-made idea that's nuts. And people check out early.
I don't agree with the word retire because it just sounds like retiring, like being tired over and over.
It's something you do for a car.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The car's dying.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in, Carol.
Thank you.
Our next one, I'm trying to balance these out with the emails. We have Pauline, born December 19, 1960. Again, December 19, 1960. And Pauline wants to know, can she expect any major changes this year? It's more like the way she wrote her question was, is she going to have any major changes that she needs to be aware of and plan for ahead of time?
Well, one of the things about, is it Pauline or Colleen?
Pauline. Uh-huh.
Okay. One of the things about this chart is she's born on a 19 day, which is a karmic debt day. And so she needs to be very wise about how she uses her power, how she initiates ideas and programs, okay? 19 is a very interesting number to be born on. It gives you a lot of desire for independence, but it also is kind of like watching you, how you use it and do you use it well. And Colleen has a very powerful master number 11 life path, which is what I call the late bloomers. These are the people like Barack Obama and Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan and Madonna. You know, these are the people who have this charisma, this they channel, powerful. So, but she's born late in the year, so she's going to have like a bleed through of 2 years into each other. So not only is she, not only is she going to be going into an 8 year, but she's coming out of a 7. So for the early part of this year, it's about planning restoration of herself. Restoration of herself and looking inside and seeing what does she need to change, where does she need to go, et cetera, et cetera. Very spiritual. And then she's going to go into the material world later in the year, particularly in the fall, where she's going to be dealing with money and business and contracts and all that stuff. So, but her path is one of enlightenment and channeling and very much an inspirational person. So she needs to be around fairly awake and aware souls.
Well, she's going to be happy when she gets off work and listens to the program. You know, that's why we have archives, right? And that's why people email in. Tell me something, Gail, before we take our next person, which is Claudia, who is born on March 9th of 1952. How can people get a hold of you? Because your readings are incredible, and I want people to know, how can they sign up for a reading with you?
Oh, they can go to my website, and that's what people do. They see me on YouTube, and then they go to my website, and they order a private session with me, and that's www.gailminogue.com. And they can also email me, gail@gailminogue.com. So what they can do is order a session. First-time sessions are a minimum of 45 minutes, 45 minutes, 1 hour, or 90 minutes, whatever. And that's how easy it is. I just need their exact birth name, the registered birth name, and their date of birth. And if they were adopted during that first year, what was it changed to? Because that's other indications as well. That's it. And then when I set the appointment, I record everything for the client and send it back to them. So they will know themselves coming and going. It's very powerful, and it gives a tremendous amount of information. Thank you for asking.
Now, I just want to add, I don't remember how many years ago it was now, where you were at the house, and I left because I had a previous commitment, and you were there with my daughter and son-in-law. And out of the incredible people that I have introduced my daughter to, you are still her favorite.
That bless her heart. Must have been a good day. the stars were aligned correctly.
She learned more from you, and it was not airy-fairy. It was practical and down-to-earth, and she still, you know, appreciates that, you know, that conversation that she had with you.
You know, that's what we need to make sure, because I have a lot of earth in my chart. I'm an Aquarian, but I have a lot of earth. And everything needs to be grounded. You're in a material world. You're in a ground earth world. Earth is ruled by the number 4. So you need to, you know, God is intelligent as much as love. So you have to act intelligently, because that's what we're from. And so we want to be wise. We want to be grounded. We want to not get off into the weeds. So when I look at a person's blueprint, I'm looking at a lot of history of them and what's going on with them now and their timing. Timing is everything, too. And so this has to be helpful and beneficial. So it has to be practical. Or I go off and read about it instead. But if I'm doing the work, I will go back and explain. And so that they come away greatly benefited. That's the whole purpose.
Exactly, and people really do. Okay, Claudia, thank you for your patience. What question do you have for Gail?
What should I be doing this year?
Okay, Claudia, you're born March 9th, 1952?
Correct.
Okay, and so if I did this correctly, which I think I did, you have a 9 life path, and so you're the Gandhi person. You're Miss Gandhi. And so you are what I call very artistic, very humanitarian. You're like a natural shrink for people. Do you understand? And
yeah.
So, and you're born on a 9-day, so you understand the human condition very well. You're very prophetic. You say things and they happen. And so I would come to you to work out my problems. So in this year, this is a year to restore yourself and to be selfish.
Okay.
So you want to don't push the river. Don't try to go out and make your book this year. It's attracting to you what you need, what you want. And to take care of yourself, be selfish. You will refuse invitations sometimes because you just won't feel like going. This is your year. You plan. You assess the last 7 years of your life. Very important year. The soil
okay.
rests in the seventh year. This is your seventh year. So be selfish. Take it easy. Get your health checkups. But think, plan, pray, reflect. Take time out.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest emphasis for this year. And remember, you're Miss Gandhi. So what do you want to do to help the human condition without being used? Because you understand it very well.
Yeah, and that's where I guess I'm mostly confused.
Is what?
Is what I really want to do. I just left my job in August due to health okay. issues. And, of course, I am retirement age, and I retired from another job prior to taking that job. But I have an opportunity to work with a couple of women with Young Living and get a little Young Living essential oils business going.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that you can do that. You could do a couple of things, but the main focus is doing a couple of things in particular. One is being artistic and using your, I don't care in what area, your artistic creative ability, and to improve the human condition.
Okay?
Okay. And so the more you help people with worrying about what's in it for you, the more you're going to get. So I don't know.
Okay.
Going with two other women and selling essential oils is really the best way for you. Do you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have to look at, I mean, your name tells your destiny right there, but I don't know your name. I haven't done the letters. Your destiny is right there. But so all I'm looking at is your date of birth. But knowing that you're a 9 life path, this is the major road you're on. This is about, I mean, Gandhi just alone changed India. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
9 people are there in here just really to assist and move on and learn how to detach. So you detach from this other stuff and keep going. But if the more you can do to improve the human condition, the more happier you're going to be, the more you can get involved in the arts or photography or sculpturing or something, also the better for you.
Okay.
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 Audio, with your permission, I would like to put in 2 cents, and that is your name indicates just from the placement of the letters in your name that you are very spontaneous and don't always follow the rules because you get really creative, and therefore going into business with 2 people with something that's very structured and very do it this way would not be a good match for you according to your name. And I would love to recommend to you Medical Medium, that book for your health issues. Okay.
Okay.
It's a naturopathic way that you can heal. All right, because your
okay.
name says to go naturopathic. Anyway, thank okay. you for calling in, and appreciate your question for Gail. Okay,
thank
I'm going to squeeze one more in here really, really fast. And for the 2 people that are online that I'm going to miss, I'll give your information to Gail. All right, so she can contact you for your one question, guys. Okay, Christina. Real quickly, Christina, welcome. She was born June 17, 1963.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sure.
Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. We're running out of time, so really quickly, what's your question for Gail?
Okay, Gail, hey, I just sold my house this week, and I am looking to build a house out of state. So this is a huge move for me, and just wondering how my numbers line up with that.
Well, you're in an ending time. You're in a 9-year. okay? And so this is an ending year. This isn't about new construction on another house. It's, yes, it's good to get rid of the other one. Great, you ended it, boom. But about newness, it's not until 21.
Hmm.
That's okay. Important.
So you may want to live temporarily somewhere. While you, even if you have to move to a different area and be there for a while and then start your new plans in 21. Because you're in the 9 year. So whatever you do this year is going to wind down, not up.
And you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, and I feel like it's winding up.
Yeah, well, going off and buying a new, what have you, a new property
building
or starting a new building, it's like Farmer Brown going out to plant seeds in the winter.
Hmm, okay.
Because you're going to be entering now into your winter in your chart. So it's about letting go and cleaning out, and I'm happy that you sold your house. It's great. And then you can decide how and what and where, but the best planning time is 2021.
Okay, guys, okay. We are out of time. Gail, thank you so much for joining us. Christina, thank you for calling in. And this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth of Know the Name, Know the Answers. Again, you can go to knowthename.com, the schedule page, find out all of Gail's contact information in case you didn't have a chance to write any of it down or you're not sure on how to spell her name. It's right there for you. And I wish everybody a fabulous evening, and thank you for joining us. Good night now. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.